Hey there, friends, it's Nick, and this is 458, episode 458 of the Story Hacker podcast. So I was having a conversation with my daughter yesterday, and she's just in the last throes of applying to universities for next year, for 2021 admission. And she's looking at creative writing courses, yay, obviously. But we were talking about the kind of stuff she might take with her if she goes to interview at some of these places and what have you. And it's really interesting because Abby is something of a perfectionist, and she spent years and years. Whenever we say to her, you know, what have you been up to in your free time? Very often she says story stuff, because she's been sitting there making notes, drawing plans, you know, doing all this stuff, but only very rarely has she ever shown me anything that she's actually written. I mean, you know, we see stuff from college, and she's a very talented girl, but, you know, one of the things she's going to need to get over, and we talked about this yesterday, was the kind of getting your stuff out there in the world. Because, I mean, I get perfectionism. I think we all get it to a certain degree, and there is definitely something comfortable about tinkering. You know, I can always make it better, and it's much more comfortable to have it close to me and be tinkering with an idea or a piece of work than it is to have it out in the world, to be exposed, to be vulnerable, to have other people commenting on what you've done. Of course, we all get that. But the funny thing about perfectionism really is that it kind of, well, not only is it unattainable, you know, obviously, I hope we all understand that, but also it militates against the very thing that it wants to do, because, of course, the way to get better is to do stuff. I mean, I've said to Abby yesterday, you know, if you want to write well, you need to do a lot of bad writing. And, you know, I'm the perfect example of that, you know, and it takes a long time for me to be happy with something. But I go through the stages, I go through the grind of writing something that is terrible, and then writing something that's slightly less terrible, and on and on until it's good. Not perfect, but good. And really, the, you know, there's an insight from lean manufacturing that's so relevant here, which is that we're not trying to essentially create the perfect thing so much as we are trying to continually improve the process of creating a thing. And again, as so often happens, this podcast is a good example of how over the last, whatever it's been, 15, 16 months, I've continually been changing the way that I create this. You know, I've added microphones, I've created a process on my desktop, for example. I mean, I'll talk about this in a future podcast, I think, but when I sit down at the start of the day, and the podcast is usually the first thing that I do, because it you know, it gets me happy, and I've created something early on, I've got a whole bunch of favorites in my web browser in a folder that have to do with this creative process, and I click the button that opens them all, vroom, and then I've suddenly got 7 or 8 tabs open in the order that I need them to do my work, to do my creative work. And, you know, I think I've said this to someone recently, I might have said it to you, I'm not sure, but what people don't understand about creativity is the amount of process that it needs if you want to do it really well. Now, so just to wrap up, of course there are things that are genuinely one-shot deals. There are things that genuinely will have an outsized impact on your life, your business, your career, whatever. You know, maybe it's that stellar job interview. Maybe, you know, you're proposing to your partner. I don't know. There are things that really matter where, you know, you want to get as close to perfection as possible. Of course there are. But again, I think we need to look at that stuff with a really clear eye. Because actually in life, there isn't much that you can't do over. Certainly in business. I mean, even thinking about things like big pitches and proposals that we did when I owned the agency. Yes, you might, if you fail, you might say goodbye to that particular client for a while. Excuse me, but there are other pitches, there are other proposals. Optimizing the process of how you do creative work and business processes is a really good way to help your story mean business. Thanks for listening.